I know I'm going over time here, but I want to say two things. Perhaps those who go to the 5 p.m. parish and the 11 a.m. parish might not see each other much, but they all come to me and said, "Father, we recognize someone sitting here, someone sitting there, or someone sitting on our seat." Well, I can't control any of that. It's not your seat, it's the house of the Lord's seat, right? But anyway, I want you, if you see someone new, don't ask me. Go introduce yourself to them and say, "Welcome to St. Jude Thaddeus," right? And make them feel like they're part of the family. We're all part of the one family in Christ Jesus. So be welcoming in that, huh? Don't just start counting pews and go like, "Oh, this person, that person." Well, reach out to them, and this go to those who are visiting us as well. Don't zoom out right after Mass and then never allow yourself to be known by others. You know, you're not a ninja, right? So slow down a little bit. Come and greet me. Let me get to know you. Let us get to know you. And if there's anything that we can do to help, we're here to help, right? And then also, which lead me toward the second part of this. You know, no matter what's going on out there in our little small town and the talks out there, when you're coming in here, I treat you the same, with dignity, with respect. I don't care about what other people say about you. You know, that's none of my business, right? So you come here, don't feel like I come here and people are looking down on me. Not me. I don't look down on you, right? I don't isolate you. You know me by now, by 6 years here. I try my best to be present to you. I have to be firm on what the church teaches. So there are things that I have to stand according to what the church teaches. But yeah, I hope you found in me that I never push you away, because Christ never pushed anyone away. We're all here on the journey of faith. We're all here to help each other. Be mindful of that, so that when we see other people and when we hear hearsays or gossip, those have to stop at the door, so that we can truly come together and be united in Christ Jesus, huh? Which lead me toward the last point. And I begged of you this as Coy, not just Father Coy. Please don't idolize me or any priest. You come here not because of me. Please don't. I'm not a saint. I'm not Jesus. You come here for Jesus. If I leave, if someone else comes, you continue to come for Jesus. You don't come for a priest. You don't stay for a priest. You come for Jesus Christ. Don't idolize anyone. Huh? Don't idolize anyone. Don't follow anyone. Follow Jesus Christ. Love Jesus. And if the priest you can relate to, great. If the priest you cannot relate to, pray for him, because he'll go too, right? He's only sent here for a short time to be with you, and hopefully he'll care for you. Because when you idolize someone, you're not allowing the gifts that God is using in the other person to be actualized in them. So if you're holding on to me or whatever you think the version of me, or putting too much expectation on the new priest, it's not fair to him, nor is not fair to me. I humbly ask you, love your priest. Love the new priest who will come in all his imperfections, in all his blessings, in all his gifts, in all his shortcomings. Pray that he'll be a father to you, and you will support him. Let me go. Don't say, "Oh, Father, we don't know what will happen when you leave." It's okay. Jesus is still here. Right? You don't come for me. You don't stay for me. You come because this is your family of faith, right? And I want you to know that, no matter how good the intentions is. And so I'll end with this, and stop asking me about who is coming and where I am going. You know, I take confidentiality very seriously. You know, I'm on the personnel board. I already know who comes, but it's not my business to reveal it to you. It's up to the bishop to reveal it to you. So pray for the priests who will come. Don't ask me. Don't make me sin. Okay? And then don't ask me where I'm going, because it's still confidential. When the right time comes, you will know. But it's okay. We love to know things, right? But the most important of all we have to know is that people will come and go in our lives, but Christ remained the same as yesterday, today, and forever. Stand.